On a beaten-down corner in New Orleans' Treme neighborhood, you can find a little lunch spot that's open from 11 till 3, 6 days a week. From the outside, it doesn't look like much, but Willie Mae's Scotch House is said to serve some of the best fried chicken you can find in America. After Hurricane Katrina, the restaurant recovered with a little help from a wide network of friends, and we're a little jealous in Studio 2A because NPR's Neda Ulubi visited this culinary landmark.
At around 10:45, the cars start bumping down St. Ann Street, a pretty name for a battered road warped from bearing waist-deep water for weeks after Hurricane Katrina. They're all headed for Willie Mae's Scotch House, where Willie Mae Seton's 28-year-old great-granddaughter is busily greasing the fryer.
We have fresh grease today, so you will have the prettiest chicken you ever seen in your life.
Willie Mae's Scotch House used to be a bar, but at some point, Willie Mae Seton started serving fried chicken, and the food just took over. In 2005, she won a James Beard Award, the Oscar of the food world. A friend of the family, Lolis Eric Eli, accompanied Seton to the banquet in New York.
This is somebody who literally had never heard of the James Beard Award before she won it.
Eli says perhaps an 88-year-old woman who'd spent a lifetime on her feet in the kitchen should not have been seated in the very back of the room. He escorted her on the slow walk to the podium.
By the time we actually got to the stage, there weren't but a few dry eyes in the house.
I want to thank each and every one of you all for made it possible for me to win this award. I'm so full, I can't say nothing.
4 months later came Hurricane Katrina. Seton packed her award and fled. But she could not stop worrying about the business she'd run on her own for over 50 years. Without telling her family, Seton made it back to New Orleans, where police found her huddled on the stoop of her ruined restaurant.
You know, at that point, she was 89 years old. She was somewhat disoriented and obviously very depressed.
Lolis Eric Eli and a group called the Southern Foodways Alliance rallied foodies from around the nation to help fix up Willie Mae's Scotch House.
Hey, my darling.
In a documentary made by the city's tourism department, Seton greets her volunteers.
All right, hook me. Come on here.
The
come
old
on.
Double-wide shotgun building, also Seton's home, was stripped down to its studs.
I don't have a bed to sleep in or nothing. But home is right here. I ain't going nowhere because I want my customers to see I'm back. I got to fix some fried chicken for them and whatever they want.
Seton became a cause celeb for star chefs around the country. Lolis Eric Eli says still, it took 3 years to get Willie Mae's Scotch House back in business.
On grand opening day, we had two James Beard Award-winning chefs in the kitchen. We had a James Beard nominee, John Currents, waiting tables. Based on that kind of firepower, this is the best restaurant in America that day.
According to some fans of fried chicken, it still is. Obviously, some fact-checking was in order. This is amazing chicken. I'm getting grease all over my microphone. Willie Mae Seton's chicken is not a family recipe. She got it from someone years ago, but she won't say who or how.
Willie Mae Seton takes more care with the recipe of her fried chicken than the national security folks take with the codes to launch the atom bomb. I mean, if she even thinks you're thinking about asking about the recipe, she says, I don't give my recipe to nobody.
Not even to her friend, Lolis Eric Eli. Supposedly, the seasoning's only salt and pepper.
We love this stuff. I mean, that's why we came here. So
that crispiness.
Jade Washman and Barbara Brove drove here for lunch from their jobs in downtown New Orleans.
It takes a little time to come here, a little more than an hour.
Did you guys know about this place before the hurricane?
No. And we've lived here forever.
The two learned about it on the Food Network. Willie Mae's great-granddaughter, Carrie Seton, says expectations have changed since the spot was known only to neighborhood regulars.
It definitely is pressure just to have first-time customers every single day and to know that you have chefs sitting in your restaurant, reporters, food critics, editors, every day. They're not going to let you know that they're sitting there, but I know.
Carrie Seton has taken over as cook, business manager, and spokesperson from her great-grandmother, who's now 92. Carrie wants to open a second Willie Mae Scotch House in the French Quarter and someday make her great-grandmother's business a national franchise. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.